My name is Bruce Oliver, and this is my essay for This I Believe. I believe that no one has the right to pollute excessively just for the sake of getting money. As my friend once said, money is not the source of power. In the Amazon rainforest, native and non-native farmers alike are cutting down trees to get soil so that they can plant their crops. Amazon soil is not very fertile, and they soon have to cut down a new section of the forest when their crops die. They are too poor to plant new trees, but I ask myself why they do not farm somewhere else. I believe that the government should find these farmers an alternate place to farm. Added to that, wood companies are chopping down ridiculously large areas of rainforest every day, just for the sake of money. In the long term, they are killing themselves and everyone else for money, because the Amazon rainforest takes amazing amounts of greenhouse gases out of the air. Some may think that picking up trash in their school or their neighborhood is enough. And while it does have an effect, it does not solve the world's problems. They should not just stop and hope that others will do the job for them or think that they have done enough. They should keep helping the world, unless they have something extremely important to do. I discovered this while walking down the street in Seattle. I was going to a concert with my mom and was utterly shocked at the amount of trash that was on the ground. Plastic bags, chewing gum, a few apple cores, and more chewing gum were littered all around. It almost made me want to get off of the sidewalk. This is amazing, in a bad way, because to me, it means that everyone who threw this garbage on the ground was too lazy to find a trash can, which, last time I checked, are rather plentiful in Seattle. I was even more shocked to find most of the garbage near a trash can. I believe that most people should make just a slight effort to clean up or plant a tree. It would have a large effect if everyone does it. For example, if everyone planted a tree, it would be like the whole world not consuming gas-guzzling transportation for a day, which is a fair amount of cars, not even counting buses, trains, boats, and the likes. To conclude, I would like to send a message to everyone who hears this essay. The message is that people should not hurt the environment, at minimum. The maximum, or near the maximum, would be to help the environment. Set up a small garbage sack in your car so as not to dump trash on the floor. Plant a tree or two. Ride your bicycle to the grocery store 2 blocks away. Buy a hybrid and/or an electric car. Pick up trash if you feel comfortable with it. You get the idea. The last thing I have to say is to spread this message around. Tell it to friends and family. Shake your head and pick up what the person next to you just tossed on the ground. If you do this, you will be able to change the world, one step at a time. Or maybe just rally others to help you do so. Even that has a big effect.